but there was four. He put four in there. It was three, now it's four.
All right.
Sweet spirit. People have seen Jim Jones walking through walls, which man cannot do. People have seen Jim Jones stand in his pulpit and read something from back there, which no eyes cannot produce. We have the 11 Greyhound buses. Mm-hmm. One day, a bus driver was driving the bus at 60 or 70 miles per hour.
Yes.
And this small kid was near the driver's seat.
Yes.
The kid, on an accident, pushed the brake lever.
He did.
And the bus was going about 60 miles per hour. The driver body fell forward, but the bus was on the road still. Because of this protection that runs down past the Jim Jones.
All right. Tell him about Jericho. All right.
If you come today to get healed, your mind should get healed first, and then you.
It's all right.
If you see him as God Almighty, he will meet every desire and need. Because what you see is what you get.
That's good. Precious. Said it's good, isn't it? Well, we're in our new house, and you know what we're up to get our escrow. So now's the time to take an offering, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Buses that have to go, they'll be ready. They'll be ready. You can leave here at 8 and do so. No problem. Beautiful. Anybody got a touch since you've seen it? Give us $1,000. Anybody does have any special pledge, join in with this wonderful, happy atmosphere. Anyone have a special pledge or gift of $100 or over that, just let us know. We'll be so glad. We'll run to you and come and get it. Well, the next time we'll be here tomorrow is at 1 o'clock. L.A. people need to get a hold of Mrs. Caldwell, Lottie. We're running low on food. We need more because we're staying over all night. Some of us will be right around here, staying in here, going to look after the place and be ready. I'll wake up with the glory blues tomorrow if we get through counseling. I'm usually up most of the night. So we'll break in this place well. Anyone here that does have a special gift to really thrill our hearts, to help us come up with escrow? We need about $10,000, really, from this assembly today, and we didn't get that. Now, why don't we get it centered on these obstacles of social evils and social injustices? We're going to believe that this vibration is going to contagionize, going to change the affairs of Los Angeles, going to stop policemen in Inglewood from shooting down people in their bed, going to stop all the crime and violence. Oh, yes, it is. Don't tell me it can't be done because we've seen the lame walk. You come along too lately, child. We've seen the blind see. We've heard the deaf hear. We've seen the cancer spit up. They were blind from birth. You come along too late, child. We know that God can do anything. Don't try to tell us now. We once were like you, cynical and doubtful. We were intellectualizing, rationalizing, but now we've just seen too much. So we've abandoned our degrees, and I've got some, and some others have got them. He's got them, a lawyer sitting here, and people all through this auditorium, Professor Roller down there, college teacher. We just laid our degrees aside because we couldn't move the mountains with our degrees. Our law degrees didn't heal the sick. Our law degrees didn't open up the courtroom. But we had a sister today that said she took the picture of Jim Jones and she went into the prosecutor and she rubbed his arm. They said she's going to get 5 years, but she wasn't born of the new spirit then. She went in and rubbed the arm of the prosecutor and rubbed the arm of the judge and rubbed the arm of the witnesses. And people got so confused they couldn't even testify. A law degree can't do that. I said a law degree won't do that. A PhD won't do that. But when you get a radical faith, when you get the Christ consciousness, it'll do that. Well, yes, it will. Just become like a little child. You can't move mountains with your degrees. You can't move mountains with all your knowledge. But become like a little child, and where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will be the power, saith God. He's legs on the prayers, indeed. We're going to put some. We're going to open this place. It's going to be a lighthouse. Everyone that has a creative thought to serve mankind, let them come. There's room, 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 room. Yes, there's room. There's room at the fountain for you. Good God, I think I was taking an offering, but I feel like shouting. We're giving this Christian Science Auditorium a dedication tonight. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit have its way. It's so good. Sweet Christ. I don't know where we were, because I know where I'm at. Hey! I don't know that nobody has to worry about money when you're lifting this consciousness. It can cause the sun to shine. And when we had our vacation, the 400 of us up in Canada, and the rain came down, we were out in the wilderness with our tents. They said, you can't get these buses out. I said, oh, we weren't meant to stop here. We got work to do down south. And the rain stopped, and the buses began to roll right out of the mud. Say, you're so radical. How do you live? How do you live with all your doubts? How do you live with all your fears? How do you live with all of your hopelessness? How do you live with all your despair? Why, you're walking around a suicide trying to happen. But I'm not walking around a suicide. I found life, and I found it more abundantly. Hey, God! Got nothing to lose by believing. Got nothing to lose by believing in life. Since 1959, I have not had to bury any of my precious ones. Since 1959, I haven't had to be behind a casket. Oh, it's wonderful, of any precious one. I think I've had all to gain by believing in life. If somebody dies tomorrow, for 13 years,
Nobody has come in the nuclear family. Nobody, no caskets had to roll. Hey! When I was a principal of a school, I couldn't raise the dead. When I was teaching in the junior college or the high school, I couldn't raise the dead. But this afternoon, last night rather, woman died, and I run down the aisles quick, just like that. Back to life, she came back on the stage. I've seen people with degrees. This nation is a nation of lawyers. And everything's working to suit the lawyers. Got to have a lawyer even to go out to tea, with all due respects. Lawyers running everything, tricky lawyers. All kinds of lawyers. I know that my lawyers understand. We've got a district attorney here, and we got this brother, but they know what I mean. Lawyers everywhere set up a nation to suit lawyers. But I know something that law can't solve. I know a spirit, the law of the life in Christ Jesus. It'll free you from the law of sin and death. Hey, God! Last week we had five people tried this with a picture, and in the court they went, and out the court the judge let them. One judge pulled his arm back and he said, "Let that woman go, let her go." He didn't want no picture around there. Say whether she was fanatical, maybe she was afraid of him. I don't know, but you wouldn't have got it done with your PhD. You wouldn't have got it done with your money. You wouldn't have got it done with your fleet of lawyers. But she went in there and said, "In the name of Jim Jones, hack off!" I'm so thankful, my heart can't contain it all. I'm so grateful. Last week, in our midweek service on Wednesday, they're just telling the cats and dogs. Little children come up. Oh, sweet, sweet God. Sweet principle. Sweet principle it is. Cats run over. Little child, just take a picture. Put it on the cat. The cats spring up and run away. Sister Pew the treasure. Legs severed. Cat in misery. She just put the picture on the cat. The cat jumped up and began to purr. How many have this with animals through this room? Got hit, touched, just a picture. Sister here, one of the 80 years old, said she had a heart attack, fell on the bus down there. Said, "I put on the bus floor. I got the picture. Whatever, I don't care what it does. I don't know what method you use, but I know this is working, so we're going to use it." Oh, God. But I thought, as the one son said, "He can heal the sick." It was my son that spoke, the light-complected son. He was dying with kidney disease, and I healed him. My black son was laying dead on the highway, and my medical knowledge, whichever it is, my wife's medical knowledge, and she has considerable, wouldn't bring him back. His kidneys were severed. His spleen was ruptured. His heart had been penetrated. His lungs had been damaged. You can see the cut in his throat, right in his throat, the terrible things that went on. Doctor said he'll never be able to be right again. Ha-ha! You heard little Jim. You heard my little black Jim Jr. preaching this afternoon. He sounds like he's all right. He went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, "I'm amazed. His kidney test is..." Oh, what you talking? I hear some people say they can't stand religion. Well, I didn't see none of you in politics getting this done. I didn't see any of you join any movements that got this done. I could have read Marx and Engels over my son that wouldn't got it done. I could have read some doctrinaire statement over my son that didn't get it done. But something inside of me, ever since I can know, said, "You are God, and beside you, there is no other." So I looked down, and I said, "Live." And the kidneys came back. remind me of Ezekiel's bones. The knee bone went to the leg bone. The leg bone went to the hip bone. Good God, good God. Oh, you can get an offering anytime, but I feel the blessing in my soul. Sweet spirit. As I started to say, my light-complected, my white son said, the most important thing, he's seen me go through walls. He's seen me heal cancers. He's seen me bring back dead animals. He's seen me put a leg on a rooster that was cut off and it healed. All my sons have seen that. But he says, the most important thing, my son says, he cares. I'm glad we found a spirit that cares. And I'm universalizing it. I'm reproducing it. I'm stirring it up in the people. And what you know, you're going to take a picture of me and you're going to reproduce a greater picture in yourself, and God's going to be everywhere. Sweet spirit. Because I'm not selfish about what I got. I'll share it. We're going to cover the earth as the knowledge of truth has. In science, we're going to cover the earth with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. And all going to know this spirit, infinite mind, from the least to the greatest. Well, I've said enough to stir up your pure minds. Some of your arthritis has begun to go now. Some of your back pains that you were feeling begin to go now. Some of the heat that was bothering you isn't bothering you so much now, because you got the air conditioning of the spirit. Hey, go! Yes, look out, because social equality is coming. Racial equality is coming. We got a whole practically city up in Redwood Valley. Won't be long because when Redwood Valley will be People's Temple, and People's Temple will be Redwood Valley. Look out, honey. We're on the march. The truth is marching on. I don't know where we were, $40 or $400 or $30. Quickly stand to your feet, whatever you were given. My soul got inspired by Scott and my son, Stephen. Anybody got $30? Stand to your feet to help the truth go marching on. Tell it like it is. Who said that over there? Sound like? Ah, yeah, yeah. I like that. Tell it like it is. Thank you. Anyone else with 10? Keep your minds around here. Keep worshiping. Now, I did what you wanted me. You wanted me to sing that song, sister. I did it. If you love it, I think it is lovely. But more important, we're going to reach up and let Christ come forth in us. Once again, let's sing it. Down from His glory, ever-living story, my socialist Savior came. Oh, Father, was His name. He was born in a manger to His own a stranger. Oh.
hands are clasped. I'd like another song, sing just a verse. I'd like our sister who was crippled, and I called her out. I said she wouldn't walk again. And she's a precious one who sings so often in Swahili. She'd just sing just a limited verse. Before she does, I'd like another one of my sons, Lou, as she's coming up, to have a few words. Lou? My son, who was fathered by a serviceman in the Orient, we adopted him when he was really starving, and they said they didn't know they wouldn't have bone damage the rest of his days. Well, he doesn't have bone damage either. Each one of these children a miracle. This is Lou Jones. And so now, Lou, you have a word, would you, while our sister's coming? And she's a great miracle, too. And this lad, like my little Jim, my black son, I went to adopt a child, and they wanted to give me a blonde child, and I said, well, it wouldn't be right to take children that are already in demand. And I heard him wah, and I went away three rooms, and I got him. And he just made a fuss, and he wouldn't quit till I got there. And so we got him. It was a miracle. It took a year to get Jim. We were the first to ever adopt a black child. And with this child, a newspaper happened to fall in my hands from Korea. And there he was. So help me truth. Isn't this true? All the church will know this. There he was with a hand outreached. I need parents. And I said, I'm going to get it. Well, Marston says, Jim, you know if that's been circulated all over the United States, it's going to really take a miracle. You're going to have to work a miracle to get him because it was a back issue, 6 months. But the parents that were supposed to get him two times didn't get him, and I got the very one. I sent the picture all the way to Korea, and I said, this is the boy I want, and there he is. I got him. Yeah. He came to us when he was just a little shaver, about a year old. Now, Lou, your first time before an assembly. You have a word to say?
Yeah, I was sitting down there, right down on the steps, and I was thinking how Jim Jones is a very unusual man. Now, everybody thinks that Jim Jones is a usual man. Say, amen. So I want you to say it loud. I'll say, amen. All right, I think we got the spirit going again. You play it loud, sister. Now, I want everybody out there that thinks that L.A. is going to be taken over with Jim Jones' spirit, say amen again. Hey. All right. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about this man. He is an unusual man because he is sensitive to animals and he's sensitive to life. Yeah. He even takes little flies that would come in our house.
That's true.
And they come on his hand, and then he takes them out. He cannot hurt them. He can't hurt anything that's living. That's more than I can say with anybody in here. Now, you talk about your God, and I talk about my God. I say my God can heal people, raise people out of the dead.
It's all right. Hey.
I can see my God. I don't look up in the sky and see a bunch of clouds and I can't see nothing. I see my God right here, right 5 feet in front of me. My God can raise the dead when doctors say it's hopeless. When they call it, no, they're dead. When in the hospital, they would give up on him. He calmly walks down. Walks down right to the person.
Yes, yes.
It says, if you believe I'm God, you are raised from the dead. And the person raises from the dead. Now I know that God up there, I haven't seen him do one thing except make the cloud, make it rain and snow and and that was not that God.
You're not sure who did that, are you?
No. Amen.
It's funny. It's all right.
Now, I talk about this man because he's my father. And I appreciate him very much because he cares about people.
It's all right.
I remember in Brazil where we had a mission there. He fed hungry babies. You know, in the Bible it says, feed the hungry and they clothe the naked.
Yes, it does.
He practices. He does that. He has done this. He has an orphan in Brazil, which he supports over 200 babies.
So good. So good.
Hey, okay. Yeah.
Yes, God. Sweet spirit.
And we have approximately 100 college students right now.
Yes,
it's gone off of drugs, hardline drugs, heroin. This man gave him a way to go, gave him a faith to believe in when there was no faith. But people were on the line to commit suicide.
All right. It's true anyhow.
Yes, it is. Everybody that believes what I'm talking about, say amen. Hey. Now I want to say a little more about this man. I know, I always thought that the God up there was, but I never even believed in him. So what kind of God would create a war in Vietnam? What kind of God would create two out of three babies that goes to bed hungry? What kind of God would, where was their God when the people down in Virginia mines got caved in by the capitalist society, which they were supposed to have oxygen tanks provided for them. Every man was supposed to have oxygen tanks. Max provided the work, and half of them wasn't even working.
That's right, sure.
What kind of society?
That just last month that happened. That's
what
right.
kind of society would do that? And I say this society's not going to get any better. The Jim Jones and socialism rules the world. Now, I can't speak for my brothers because they got a mind of their own, and I have my mind of my own.
I notice you do.
Now, these preachers in their black suits with their tuxedos and their nice Cadillacs, they tell you about hell. They tell you about hell below and the temperatures of heaven. They tell you if you don't believe what they say, the devil's going to get you. Now you watch out, honey, because the devil's going to get you. Don't you believe none of that, because that's how they oppressed black people for years. Everybody believe a saying, amen. You're still with me, good. Hope nobody's going to sleep back there.
Got somebody else helping me keep folk awake now.
Now these preachers get you, they say, if you don't do this and if you don't do that, the devil's going to get you or you're going to die or something. And then they put on this bid about if you don't give money.
Yeah.
Now I see most preachers, they have this line, they come around here and they look at every people. They look at the dog, every money. They look at them. But these deacons back here, they think they're slick. They put out a dollar bill while everybody's trying to pour out their souls. They put a little dollar bill while the place go by.
Yeah, you've been.
I saw him.
He's been watching those deacons, I guess.
I saw in the church in San Francisco. It's Reverend Barefoot, I believe. A man that has everything, which he doesn't have everything, but he has money. And he has not shared it with the people. He has stolen it from the people. I want you to watch out for those kind of people that steal your money and take advantage of poor people.
That's all right. Tell them. They need to be watching out for them.
But there's a man that's here today. That if you believe in him, he will bring you for bondage, he'll bring you up, and he will free you from all your troubles. Amen. I said amen. Hey, okay. now, I'm gonna quit pretty soon, so don't you go to sleep on me. But I got one more thing to say. That's right, what they hear is what they get. They're gonna hear.